Muberis Sumuniko Shoishifas Dam Ubois. That a lady that's pregnant or a lady that's nursing and she has a flow of dam, Salochris Dayin Koyimei Burin Dayin Koyimei Minukusan Divri Rabbi Meir. On top of the Yudal of this is that your Meir sheet there is that a Muberis Sumuniko Kozuman they see dam, it's always Dayin Shosan, even the second Riyah. So therefore now Mishnah says that the second Riyah is Meis Leis. That's only like Shmuel says, that's only on the Besula and the Kena, but not on the Roberus and the Manika. That's Dibri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi, Rabbi Shimon, they all say, Loi Omru Dayin Shosen Ela Bri Rishena. It was only said Dayin Shosen, only the first time they see, even the Muberus, even the Manika. Abu Bishniya, the second time she sees already, then the din is Metama Mies Leis, Mabkid Lepkida. Then she'll be Tama Mies Leis, So they held no, even the Mubaris, even the Mnika also, it's only the first time they see that Mislek is Dhammim. Once they see once, they like the Cheska to see Dhammim, therefore by then the din will be a regular din of Meis Lies. Then it says in the Mishnah, V'imruosa Rishoyna Mach Mas Oynis, that the first time she saw because of the nurse, because she jumped maybe, so then we said the second time she sees it's still Dayin Shosim. Because the first Riyah Mach Mas Oynis, does not make her to the Cheska to see Dam. So most of like this. Amar Rav Huna, what's going to be Kovtsev Rosa, Kovtsev Rosa? Let's say she jumped, and then she saw Dam. This happened, let's say, on Yom Rishon on a Sunday. Kovtsev, another 3 weeks later, Verosa, she saw again on Yom Rishon. A third time, Kovtsev Rosa, Zalachar is Kovula Vesis. She's Kaveya Ves now. Skor means she's Kaveya Ves. Anytime she jumps, she's going to have to check herself to make sure that she's torn. So Rashi says in his Kops of Rosa Gimu Pomin, it happened 3 times that she jumped and then she saw right afterwards. Zlokhris Kovula Ves, she's Kaveya Ves, Kofor Shriyosim. Samara says, what does Rav Huna mean to say? What time of Ves is it? Lamai, Ilam, if you want to tell me, Li Yomim, that we said she saw, let's say, every third week on Yom Rishon, every third Sunday she saw. So if you want to say she's Kaveya Ves at the next third week on a Sunday, it's called a Veses. Samara says, no. It can't be just a day alone, because she didn't just see on a Sunday. She only saw because she jumped. So you have to have the jumping here also to make it a kviyas vesis. That whenever she jumps now, she's going to have to check herself to make sure she did not see dam. That the kvitz itself, that gives her the vesis. So Rashi says it means of a chol yom she tiktoits, any day she jumps now, will have to say she has a chazaka, she sees dam. And therefore, v'yim loy bot, because she did not check herself for that oina, that period of time, to mei, she have a din to mei. V'filu shayim meis Shabbos, lav dafka yom rishon, but any day of the week, any time she jumps, she be kaveya ves. That's the avamina right now. Rav Huna meant to say that she is kaveya ves for jumping. So that's the question of, but Tani would learn like this, that kol she tikvena, mach mas oinis, Afilu kama pomim lekova vesas. Smor es aivo tanya we learned kol she tikvena mach mas oinis. Afilu kama pomim lekova vesas. Tevnisha sees because of the cause of jumping, so she is not kaveya vesas. Samashmi, even though she jumps, and it happened she saw down the last 3 times when she jumped, it's not kaveya vesas. So how can you say who nagas in a braisa? Smor says, my love, like Kovula Ves Klal, doesn't mean to say it's not Kaveya Ves at all. That jumping the Klal is not called the Kaveya Ves. What happens, Machmas Nonis, that it's not a normal thing to happen that way. So it happens once, it's like a freak thing, it happened this time. Even though it happens 2 or 3 times, but the Svar is, you can't be Kaveya Ves or something that's not normal to happen. Samar Samar Sakash and Rafuna, how could Rafuna say it is Kaveya Ves? Samar says, Lord, it's not the Pshandas Brice. I'll tell you what it means to say is, like Kovula Ves Liam Luchadayu. You can't be Kaveya Ves each one separately. Because what happened was that she saw Liyom Rishon now, and she jumped and she saw. 3 weeks later, same thing happened again on Sunday, she jumped and she saw. The same thing another 3 weeks. So now you can't be Kaveya for every third week on a Yom Rishon to have a Veset if she doesn't jump, because it only happened because she jumped. And you can't be Kaveya Ves just for jumping alone. To say now, since the last 3 times she saw was because she jumped, maybe now any time she jumps down, even in the middle of the week, also she'd be Kaveya Ves, that no. That's not what the Brice said before, that Kvitzis alone cannot be Kaves, cannot be Kaveyaves. Avokobo Levesas Lyomamul Kvitzis. But it could be Kaveyaves both together. And that's what Rav Huna also meant to say. So the kids of Anisha jumped today on Sunday and saw Dan. 3 weeks later the same thing, and 3 weeks later the same thing. So then the next third week, she'll have to be afraid that if she jumps that day, she'll have to make a bedikah. She'll have to check herself out. That would be called she was kaveyaves for both together, for the yomim and for the kvitzos. So Mora says liyomim luchadayu pshita, like just for the days. That's pshita, should not kaveyaves. You can't tell me every third week on yom rishon she has a vest, because the last three times she saw was only because she jumped also. So that's pshita. Just the days alone is not kaveya. So what's the chiddush over here? So Ravashi says like this: the chiddush is Kegoin the kopitz bechad b'shabes v'chazoi. True, on this Sunday she jumped and then she saw dam. The kopitz bechad b'shabes. Another 3 weeks later, the same thing happened again. She jumped on Yom Rishon and she saw dam. That's very good v'chazoi. What happened the third week was the third time after 3 weeks later was over Shabbos kopitz lechazoi. That Shabbos before the Yom Rishon she jumped and she did not see that Shabbos. But ulechad b'shabes chazoi. But on Sunday she did see dam. The lake feet without jumping. This is the Chiddush. Ma the time I would have thought to say, Igloi milsalam afreya diyoimu dikogorim. The lake feet, I would have thought to say, that now I see that what's kaveya every third Sunday is kaveya to see, even without jumping. So from now on, if it happens the next third Sunday that she does not jump, she would be kaveya vest. That's the Chiddush. No kamashmula, no kamashmula, the kvitsa naimi diyefmel gormo. That really she only saw today, this third time, because she jumped on Shabbos. It was that jumping that caused her to see the dam on Yom Rishon. I saw the Haidalei Chazoi. How come she didn't see it on Shabbos when she actually jumped? The answer is Mishum Dekate Lemoti Zman Kvitza, because it didn't really come the time when she should see on her Yom Havest. Meaning to say, the dam needs two things to come. It needs the Kvitza and the Yom Rishon. So since she jumped on Shabbos before the Yom Rishon, it wasn't the time for it to come yet. But Koponim, when the dam does come on Sunday, it's not the pshat that the yom Sunday itself is gurim to see, but it's only two things together. It's a kvitza and a yom rishon. So that's the chiddush here, that from now on, she'll only have to be careful, check herself, make a bedikah if she jumps on that third Sunday. Lishnachrin, another pshat is like this. Lishnachrin is like this. Amar Rav Huna, kovtza v'rosa. Let's say she jumped on yom rishon, she saw dam. Kovtsa v'rosa, again, the third week on Sunday, again, she jumped in Sodam. Kovtsa v'rosa, she jumped in Sodam. The lochri is kovol levesas liyamim, for no lekvitas. She says, in such a case, she's kaveya ves only for the yamim, only for every third Sunday, and not for jumping. That's what the Funa meant to say. She's not kaveya ves just for the yamim itself. So the question is, why? The chri, she only saw because she jumped also. How could you be kaveya just for the vest alone? So what's the case talking about? Omer Rav Ashi says like this. The case is the kopitz bechad b'shabes v'chazoi. True, she jumped on Yom Rishon and she saw dam. The kopitz bechad b'shabes v'chazoi. She jumped on Yom Rishon and she saw 3 weeks later again. Now the Shabbos kopitz v'chazoi. What happened was the third week again, that Shabbos before the Sunday she jumped and she did not see. Olchad b'shabes v'chazoi. But on the Sunday she did see b'lei kvitz without jumping. So this lesson holds. To ask him in such a case now, since the third time she saw just on the Yom Rishon without jumping today, it's the Gloy Milsa comes out. We see clearly now the Yom Hudikul Gorm, really it's the Yom Rishon that's Gorm to see the Dam. See, we know what happened the last two times before this, that she happened to jump, but now we see it's not the jumping that causing the Dam, it's the Yom itself even without jumping. And this Lishna does not hold the fact she jumped yesterday means something. No, if you would have said that the Yom Rishon is Kaveya with the jumping, so it would have to be that she saw today when she jumped. But since now, this Sunday, she did not jump at all today, even though she jumped yesterday, so what? We see now it's not the jumping that caused it, but rather it's the Yom. And therefore, that's this Lishna. That's why we pass contact like this, that in such a case, she would be Kaveya Vetas for the Yomim for every third Sunday, even without a Kvitza. Yeah, Mishnah says, Avopi Shomru Dayashosa, even though we learn there are certain cases that Nisha Dayashosa means in the case Isha Sheshla Vesas, Nisha has a Ves Kavua, so when she sees her dam, she's not Tomila Mafreya, Meis Leis, only from then onwards. So Mishnah says, still Tzrich Elias Padekis, still she has to make a bedika. So Rashi says it means b'chol yoyim shachus v'yavus kishanoshim. Like this man, they were oisik in Tyrus, so they had to check themselves every morning and every evening. So even though the Isha has a Veses, still she had to check herself every morning and every evening to make sure that the Tyrus, the Truma, the Kachim she touched before, still remained Tor. Chutz, the only exception is min hanida. An Isha that's a nida, once she's done, so for the next 7 days she's tummy anyway. Therefore, during those 7 days, she doesn't have to make a bedika because she's tummy anyway. For Hayosheva Saddam Tor, Hudin and Isha, let's say when she gives birth to a Zohar after the 7 days, or else to a Nekevi after the 14 days, the next days is called Dam Toya, the Midiraisi. Even if she sees Dam, still she's Tor. She joins those days, she doesn't have to check herself either. Because even if she would see Dam, still she's Tor. Or Mishameshes Beidim, who are then, whenever they live with the husbands, they have to be boydik themselves first. Rashi says it means after she has a vest. She has to make a bedika, check herself right before the tashmish, and right afterwards she has to check herself. Because usually we say tashmish sometimes causes dam to come. So she has to always make sure 100% she's tor for truma, so therefore she has to check herself before and afterwards. Now, chutz, chutz mi yosheva sham dam tor. Again, excluding the nisha that she's yosheva sadam tor means of those days that even if she sees dam, she's tor. Since she doesn't have to check herself not before tashmish, not after tashmish, because the dam that comes out then is dam toyer. Ubisula she demer torim. Who are din nisha sepsula? Meaning to say, the first time she has bia, so lochuriz will soon see later that the first 4 nights, she, even if she sees dam, still we say it's Torah. We say the dam is the dam from the psulim that were broken then. So therefore she doesn't have to check herself either, because that dam is dam also dam psulim, which is Torah. So that's called the psula, the first time she has bia, she had demer terim. Now, upamayim tzrichin liyaz badeka, she has to check herself twice a day, a normal isha. Shachris ben hashmashis in the morning and by evening. And within the time she goes to have tashmish, also she has to check herself. We just said before, she has to check herself in the morning, right before and right afterwards. Yeah. Now, Yisera Salem Kahanis, Anisha, that's a Kayin, she has another Badika, that Bishor Shenechalas Petruma, like right before they go to eat Truma, they also have to check themselves to make sure that Torah. In order they should not be eating the truma when they're tummy, and not touch the truma when they're tummy. Rav Yudu Aimer, af b'shas av rosan melech b'trum, even after when they finish eating, right after she finishes eating, she has to check herself again. She has to say to make sure that she's still tor, so we do not say the truma that she just got finished touching should be tummy. Salam, she says, it says, chutz min anido, that in regular isha has to check herself for tyrus, chutz min anido. Anita does not have to check herself because she's tummy anyway. Chutzman Anita. The Beturki may need to do some labor of Bedika. During these 7 days that she's tummy, she doesn't need a Bedika. Someone says, Honicha, this is good, the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Yom that his sheep, there is Isha Kavas Lavesas Beturki may Zivosai. For Isha has a period, join those 11 days between one period and another period, even though she becomes a Zava then, still is called the good Kviyas Veset. But if she sees her period, it becomes during the time when she's in Nida anyway, we'll soon see what that means, then she's not Kaveya Vest. If so, sharp is good, why she doesn't have to check herself at all? Because even if she would see, like we'll soon see, she could see one day, and she stops seeing for 2 days, then she sees a third day. So sometimes that third day could be part of a Vest Kavua. So, according to Rav Shimon, it's not that way. Since she's seen now, B'tach Yimei Nidom, she is not Kaveya Vest. Therefore, it's good why she does not have to check herself. But Elul Rabbi Yechanan, the Yom that he yells no, Isha Kavas Leves B'tach Yimei Nidosom, sometimes the Riyah that's happening in the middle of Yimei Hanida is Kaveya to make her into Vest Kavuam, so then, Tivdok, let her make a Bediko, Dilma Kovul of Vestas, even though she saw Dam today, like the next 7 days, still she should make a bedika. Because it could be she'll stop seeing 1 or 2 days, and then the third day she'll see again, and maybe that'll be part of a new cycle. So my answer is, Omalek Rabbi Yochanan says, kiyamina, nor when do I say my halachim, that anisha could be kovei leves petech yemeni dosa, that teicha dechazisim amayin sosim, where she saw from a closed mind, she didn't see dam before. Aber chazisim amayin pesuch, where she's seeing from an open mayin, an open well like, I mean she saw already, then loyamri, then he also agrees she would not be kovei leves during demei nidus. So Rashi explains like this. Rashi says, Mayan Sosa means Kanaforish, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, like Gemara says, in Yenish Loi B'nais Kusim, the Flamates, going to Chose Reish Yacha. She saw once on Rosh Chodesh, then Reish Yacha, and she saw another time the next Rosh Chodesh, then V'yetzim Chamisha, then she saw the 25th day of that month, and also Reish Yacha. But now that she saw on the 25th day, so it comes out that when she sees on Rosh Chodesh, it's in the middle of Yemei Nidus, she's coming for 7 days. Still, that's Kavei Yevest, that from now on, Rosh Chodesh is a vest, even though those last Riyo was B'Tech Yemei Nidosa. But that since the first two Riyas, though, were the first time on a Rosh Chodesh, then you Kavei it. Let's say be the opposite. Let's say the first time she saw was on a Thursday, but was on the 25th day of the month. And that Riyah went into the Rosh Chodesh, and then she saw the next two Rosh Chodeshes, so that would not be Kavei Yevestet. Because since the first time she saw was from a Mayan Pesuach, means she was in the middle of seeing her Nidus then, and that's not Kaveya. So here also, talking about Nisha, where she's first starting to be Kaveya Vest, so therefore there's no purpose for her to be making Badika in between the 7 days, because she can't start a Vest now during these Yemei Nidus. Rabbi Yochanan only says, in the case there, where she had her two times already in Rosh Chodesh, and now the 25th day she sees, and then it goes into Rosh Chodesh, then she'll have to check herself to be Kavei Yevest there. But the first start off, so that's called for the Mayim Pesuach, he also agrees you do not say it, that's what Mishnah is talking about. By your Mayim Pesuach. The start off the vest is that you do not start off a vest in the middle of Yemei Nidus. Then it says what? By Yeshevas Adam Tor. So Mura says, Kosakotak, we thought to say now, Mevakeshes Leishav Adam Tor. We're talking about now where she's about to start a Dam Tor, you mean to say, let's say it was a Zohar, so for the first 7 days she's Tamei, then the 8th day she becomes Tor, so it means the 7th day, right before she started the Yemei Toyer, even the 7th day she doesn't have to check herself. So Mura says, that's good, Lerav, according to Rav Shita, the Yomar, Mayin Nechad Hu. It's really one mind, that this Ish, let's say, gave birth to a Zohar, so the first 7 days she's Tamei, and then the next 33 days it's Dam Toyer. So he holds it's called one mayim, it's one place where the dam comes from. Ha-Toyra Tumosai during the first 7 days. Fi-Toyra Tarosai, then the next 33 days, the store shop, it's very good. Like you do not have to make a bdika to make a stop in between after the 7 days, because it comes from one flow, from one mayim, from one well, like from one place. Anywhere, the Torah says, here it's Tommy, here it's Tor. Ela, but the Levi, according to Levi Shita, the Yom that he holds, Shnei Mayonis say, no, they're two different Mayonis, two different wells, like two different places. So one Adam that comes during the first 7 days is from one place, and the second Adam, the Adam Torah, comes from another place. So then Tivzach, according to him, you should have to make a Bedika, like to make sure that first Mayin stopped. Because if that first Mayin continuously flows, she'll be Tom even the 8th and 9th day also. The Mursa Dilma made a Katle Posek, who Mayin? Tomei. Maybe that Mayin did not stop yet. So she sees straight, she should be tummy even on the 8th or 9th day. So Chur should have to have a bedika. So what do we say now? She doesn't need a bedika. So when we say Nechnam, Yomalach Levi, Levi says like this, Hamani, this bris that you want to say, Yeshevas Adam Toyer, Hamani, I'll tell you,